Conference Principle for Anti-Corruptions.
Indonesia, the current chair of the G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group, hosted a two-day conference in Jakarta aimed at strengthening the effectiveness of anti-corruption bodies in the prevention and fight against corruption. In total, 38 states sent delegations from anti-corruption bodies. Other attendees included anti-corruption experts and practitioners and representatives from the United Nations Development Programme and United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. A key focus of the conference was the independence of corruption eradication bodies. In an attempt to promote and safeguard the independence of such bodies, delegates agreed to a set of principles on how anti-corruption bodies should operate.
We have developed 16 principles known as Jakarta Statement. We believe the principles will be important for the working of anti-corruption bodies all over the world.
The independence of anti-corruption agencies is important because they are often tasked with investigating corruption cases that involve government officials. This set of principles is seen as a key document that builds upon initiatives ratified in several international treaties. However, many anti-corruption bodies will be forced to adapt or omit some of the principles that were agreed upon today. Issues that will affect adoption include the legal system they operate in and the mandate they were given.
Of course, after they back to this country, they will evaluate that can implementing based on the domestic law, and that the principle cannot implementing.
In the past two decades, the issue of corruption has become a serious concern for an increasingly educated global populace. At present, there are 130 anti-corruption agencies around the world tasked with combating corruption. While some anti-corruption agencies are seen as rigorously undertaking their mandate, others are viewed with suspicion. In some countries, they are seen at best as being ineffective and at worst as tools that ruling political parties use to destroy their opponents. Nico Perrins, Press TV, Jakarta.